In a way, we kind of have a contrast between the first reading and the gospel reading. St. Paul says, if you will put up with a little foolishness. And then in the gospel, we have that serious central part of the scripture readings of God's word to us, teaching us how to pray. Teaching us how to pray. And a central part of that, teaching us how to pray, is to learn how to forgive. Forgiveness is an essential part of loving. Putting up with a little foolishness wasn't too long ago when a priest was celebrating one of his anniversaries, and the people were thanking him for how good he has been to them. And when he got up to speak, one of the phrases I remember was, "Well, you people have been so easy to love. You people have been so easy to love." Abbot Brian Wengler, shortly before he died, when I was talking with him, he talked of a time in talking to one of the parishioners. And he said, one of the parishioners said to him and gave him the greatest compliment when she said, "Father, whatever you did, we always knew that you were wanting to do what was best for us." What was best for us. And he says, that's really a definition of love. And he was so grateful for that. And that's what St. Paul was talking about in his relationship with the Corinthians. He had a special relationship with the Corinthians. There were some struggles and some difficulties, but he had some special relationships. And he probably did say to them, "Well, you people are so easy to love, even if there's difficulties." And that's what it's all about in our relationship to God. God is saying to us, "You people, you're so easy to love. You're so easy to love. And I always want what is best for you."